Hi everyone! Welcome to the Titans Podcast, the show for anyone who wants to learn more about the vacation rental industry and its leaders. Speaking of leaders, none more impressive than our guest today, Jason Anastasinis. Jason, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Leo? Thank you for having me.
Very well, thank you. For anyone who doesn't know, Jason is the Managing Director of Travel Station. Jason, can you tell us a little bit more about the business, how long you've been involved, and its growth?
Yeah, sure. Like we started the business since 2011, 12. We started producing and launching like Travel Station in 2011, like working on the platform and the tech. We are in the business in 2012, and here we are now. We're still here. We are live here. We started with based in London. And the tech team in Greece, which is something that made the company like grow and get the very good side of London and the business center and the opportunities that the market offers. However, like also like the very talented pool of tech that Greece has to offer as well.
Fantastic. I like that combination. So how many people are you now as a group?
So we are 50 people now. The company like started very small and very very step by step, let's say. We had always this like view of professionalizing the market, like standardize the service, creating quality standards, like working with property professionals, and basically how we can provide a better service and a more consistent experience to the guest,
yeah,
and to the property owner, to be honest.
I like what you've said there. I guess you've kind of outlined some of this in the next question I'm going to ask you, but let's dig in a little deeper to that. So what is the Travel Station offering to a short-term rental owner?
Yeah, basically that was a short intro. Travel Station always like how we can work with property owners, property managers, that they want to provide professional service and experience to the guests. So at the end of the day, we can have like a much better, greater stay for the guest. Travel Station is all about how we can professionalize, standardize the market. So we are offering to property managers and owners a platform and a selling point that is much more targeting quality seekers, like travelers that are looking for a professional, more safe, more consistent service and experience. And property managers now, and that's where our focus and our investment goes, they get exposure to this kind of audience, and also like they're working for us and we work with them, you know, how we can produce standards, how we can produce technology that is going to help them to keep and maintain these standards. That's what is all about competition and what we build now in the background, and what we're going to bring us well, like much more stronger in the market very soon. Like how property managers and owners, they can be professionals. It's not what also, like we don't call them be professional, just and we don't just expect them to be professional. We're just going deeper than that and providing them services like support, standards, protocols of quality and service on how they can work and be professional. And on the other hand, guests can be much more reliable, and that they can have much bigger credibility on the property, on the supply, on the inventory we provide to them, because we have done a further KYC, we have done anything we can do in order to help property owners to be more professional, but also we are dealing with property professionals, this kind of offering, and a big inventory across the world that they can choose from, and they can book several locations like villas or apartments with a certain standard of quality and professionalism.
Fantastic, Jason. That makes a lot of sense. And I guess it would be remiss of me not to mention the fact that we are in fact partners, and we're providing Travel Station with our Know Your Guest technology. What was the main motivation from your side to engage with our services and add them into your package?
So Leo, like that's a great question. Like because as I said, like we don't go like just ask them to be professional. We don't just promise to the guest that we want like to have like a very good experience, a streamlined booking experience and before the stay and after the stay and during the stay. So like Superhook for us, it was able like to give us like safety to property owners and managers that at the end of the day is going to provide much more a smooth booking experience for the guest. So not only it's the security of the property manager that becomes more professional, focuses on the guest experience, focus on things other things that matter. So vetting a guest and enabling like for a guest from another channel to be vetted and let's say safe, like and like to have like a safety review, it's going to help them to work and focus on other things, because the deposit handling or like how they can acquire more inventory is what is basically is a pain for them. So by implementing and integrating Superhook within our like extranet for property owners, that is enabling them to avoid the big hassle for one more channel in order to be like advertising and targeting another very good audience. So that kind of security deposit handling or insurance for the properties is helping them to focus on the inventory, while the guests at the same time, they booking the property, they have one point of contact about the security deposit handling with and the insurance, they're getting vetted. They're happy to do it in terms of having one place and have one professional, which is Superhook, like an expertise, provide this kind of vetting. And everything comes as a one process. We are very keen on partners like Superhook that they are happy and they have a solution that can be integrated within our system. And we don't give this feeling of to the property owner to use multiple like software and multiple partners in order to do one job, give great stays. And guests as well, they want just to go book and stay to a property. They don't want like to use like five different like software in order to book and then to manage their bookings and then to get vetted and then to sign the contract and then all these kind of things. They're creating a hassle, and that's what is a pain for our industry. And that's what we basically we are here to do, to streamline all the process from property owner providing a stay, from a guest booking a stay, checking into the property, and it's a big thing for us, which is we achieved through Superhook.
Yeah, thank you for outlining that in such detail, and I think that's a really important one thing I picked up on there that you said, which I really liked, was this idea that the property professionals, the host owners you're working with, can focus on growing their own inventory, right? Because you're unshackling them from a lot of the day-to-day stresses and pressures. And I think that for me is probably one of the reasons why you've had such success as a business, because that to me seems to be something that you are very good at. So you're effectively plugging in your services, and that allows you to focus on growth of inventory, which is ultimately going to bring you more revenue, right?
Exactly. It's for me, being so many years in the market, I have this kind of perception, I have this kind of point of view. You cannot expect and you just request more properties for property owners. You need to help them bring them more inventory. You can expect from travelers to come to your website and give them like a stay, like give them accommodation with and expecting them to have all this hassle. You need to make it easier for them. So you just cannot, like we have been all these years just like having as a flag and having as a main selling point as an industry that we have vacation on the market, we have space and much better like local experience. But now the market is getting much more mature, so people and property owners, like supplier and the property and travelers, even like travel agents, they request a much more consistent, much more solid kind of experience. So that's what we go for the extra mile. And that's what I think what gives a solution to many, many things, rather than expecting and promising for people to just come to a marketplace for professionals, like how you can help them to be professionals is like a very good question.
Yeah, I completely agree. How do you think that's evolved or changed over the years that you've been doing business? Because it's a long time, you know, the company's, you know, in short-term rental terms is a very well-established business. You know, it's a new industry, so it's a very dynamic place. You must have been through a lot of sort of changes.
I've been to the market since it was like vacation that was like only the cheap peer-to-peer, let's say I'm just having a space, a room or a private room or just a property and I'm going away and you can have it. I've been to that kind of stage in the market. I entered to that stage. And we can see now market with huge vacation rental markets. We can see OTAs, all the OTAs basically pivoting into this market. And the digestion of the market was always an underlying trend that was we were focusing in how we can supply a vacation rental asset, which is a villa or an apartment, into the travel industry. How we could do that. It was always like understanding that when you ask the consuming side, which is the traveler, to book your property, you need to understand that you need to play and you need to speak this language, the travel language. While the property, vacation rental properties, is also like a bit more real estate wise. It's more like a property. It's like more my private asset. It's a completely different mentality. So how you convert this asset into a travel friendly and hotel kind of experience friendly asset? So always we have seen all these kind of change around that line.
Yeah, and I think operators getting that right, hosts and property managers getting that right, has helped grow the segment to where it is today versus hotels. And I do think you're right there that the first people to use peer-to-peer, the early adopters, were less concerned about things like security, concierge services, and then there was a whole cohort of people that just would have booked a vacation rental, would have been too nervous to do it. And watching them wake up to the industry has been fascinating. But again, with it has brought its own set of challenges for sure. And I always like to say trust is a two-way street. So you have to try and create a trusted journey in your booking process, whether it's through OTAs on your direct booking website, third parties, whatever it is, you've got to make sure that pathway is professional from start to finish, or someone's just going to go and book elsewhere. And I've definitely lived through this era of people saying, "Oh my God, I'd never go and stay in someone else's house," or "I'd never want to go and sleep in someone else's bed," to people talking about it as either vacation rental or short-term rental. So seeing it as as an asset to stay in. So yeah, I agree totally with that. With all this growth comes greater challenges when it comes to running a short-term rental business. So what would you say are the three best tools that at TravelStation you've either built or integrated into your system to make the operation smoother for your hosts?
For us, like first thing is we have released Superhook, which is the first thing that they can use in order to streamline the process of securing and vetting customers and securing and vetting the bookings and the properties therefore. Then the second that we the thing we are like working and we're releasing hopefully like the next couple of months, but within 2023 is like a digitalization of standards, how we can integrate protocols of service and quality and standards of properties and the companies and the managers themselves can be integrated in a much more applicable and much more scalable way. So how standards, how kind of service protocols can be and can be applicable at scale, so guests can have like a much more wider, a much more trusted way to book, and have a much more certainty when they book. But also like property managers as well, they don't. Everyone has different way of understanding the quality of the service or how this can be analyzed. By having one universal standardized like protocol and structure and technological product within the systems is going to help them either to manage their teams, either to manage and instruct and guide their housekeepers or their guest relation teams. So that's something we are integrating. And the third thing that we have is how we help them like to do a KYC. We do them a KYC, which means we can analyzing them about the credibility, about the kind of the legality of their existence, and then using all this kind of further questions and like questionnaires and further like checks of license numbers, all these kind of things, how we can understand and we in basically introduce them to this kind of logic that we need professional company that has some presence has some specs that they have to meet, and then basically it's the beginning of the journey. That what we expect to have, like, a community of property owners, and that's basically how it then ups. Like, we want to work with the community of property owners and managers, that they will understand that they need to meet and they need to come to work, that they have to provide this kind of credibility in practice by meeting some standards, by passing a much a bit more extended KYC, in order to help organizing this market, and at the end of the day, being much more attractive to a nervous traveler, which is a bit concerned, doesn't know where they book, what they're gonna meet, what they're gonna find, to any kind of place of the world.
Yeah, that makes sense, and that's basically what your reputation has to be built on, right? Is making sure that your network of property managers are professional, and making sure that if it says that there's a handrail on the staircase or the balcony is child safe, it is. It's all those things, right? That's so, so, so important. You've seen the industry change and grow a lot. You know, as we've said at the start here, you've been in the industry a long time. What do you think is round the corner for us as a sector? What are your predictions for the next 12 months?
12 months, okay. We are enjoying like a growth as a vacation in the market. Like, I think that we can see a lot of spike in bookings. We can see a lot of growth in supply and the inventory and the demand. I think it really depends on the scope. Are you gonna like what we're gonna see as a market, as a property manager, as OTAs? Like, it really depends, because vacation rental property owners and managers, in specific markets, I think they're facing already like a saturated supply issue, where it's too much supply and then the demand is not enough anymore, because so much supply in some specific locations is not helping them to grow more. And then we will see kind of some consolidation there, or some merging on that sense. In terms of OTA, I'll see like a lot of demand, a lot of investment in order for like tour operators, travel agents, online travel agents to come and jump into the market more and more. I'm predicting that in the next 12 months, we'll see a lot of this side of travel industry jumping into more and more to that, to the vacation rentals. And that's, we are happy because we're already like connected and we're already like doing this work for them to provide them this stock that they can buy tour operators and travel agents. But this is something different. And then I think overall we're going to have a good year, because I think that vacation rentals, in terms of performance, I think the vacation rentals, they're going to be always a good option for property owners, especially post-COVID, and with inflation, that people can get more value out of it. They can basically take more benefits by staying in a villa or an apartment, having to have a more limited budget to spend in F&B, like or entertainment. They want to have more space to use more a pool, to use more a barbecue, to use more a kitchen. I think this audience is, which is budget sensitive, that we understand and we really understand, like as a vacation rental, we really understand and we should really understand this audience. That's the main audience for us. We're gonna be like, I think, a good solution for them. And I have one question: what is gonna happen with all this hotel chain jumping into like in the vacation rental, like that they create residencies and collections? This is something again that I'll see like that is changing a lot the atmosphere here.
Yeah, it does feel that those big chains are coming in more and more in unique ways, doesn't it? Which is a credit to it as a sector, as we get it right in so many other ways.
Okay.
Jason, thanks so much for your time and your insights, as always. Before I let you go, when you're not running around being the managing director of a very successful business, what do you like to do? How do you like to relax?
I discovered that way like very recently. Is anything that takes my mind and my hands out of my phone and my laptop. So, like either a sport activity, like could be skiing, could be just like an activity out of urban center as well. Like that takes my mind completely different in a completely different scenery. So completely disconnect me with the very digital and the very hands-on role I have. So yeah, activities like sports, nature, these
Yeah,
kind of things.
I'm with you, buddy. That's where I am too. That's where I'm too.
I know,
If
like
I
it's more and
out.
more. It's I don't know. Either we are addicted or we are super connected. I don't know. Or like the needs are so. We are just in just so much fast pace that we always have to be connected, and we need something to oblige us to disconnect.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's harder to find time to do it and the space to do it. I recently was thinking about one. What I'm trying to do is just doing one thing at a time as well. So if you're watching TV, just watch TV. Don't also have your phone out. Don't also do your emails. You know, like if you're going to do it, go and do your emails. Go and do your emails. Turn the TV off. You know, that whole don't try and do seven things badly. Just do one thing. And when your brain can't cope with it anymore, go and do something else. So I think that's quite important.
It's funny, like, because when you watch TV, you're programmed all these years to check your phone. That's why I'm saying, okay, I'm gonna cook because I need to cook and I cannot touch my phone. Or I have to go to do skiing because I cannot touch my phone when I do skiing. Like, that's kind of things. It's mandatory disconnection, I call it.
Well, at least it's manifesting in a positive way, the cooking
Yeah.
especially. I'll look forward to you inviting me over for some dinner.
Yeah, we're gonna organize something here in London, or maybe even better in Greece, with
Oh,
some
even
nice
better,
villa.
even better,
Yeah.
even better. Thanks so much, Jason. Thanks for your time.
Great, thanks, Leo.